internet distribution system, IDS, and OTAs for a long way. There are virtual travel agents, online travel agents. There is no physical booking clerk to book a ticket. The website has replaced the ticket system clerks. IDS uses GDS. Internally leverages the internet to provide online service. So virtual travel agents will provide a wide range of service. So you can go, you can choose, I want to use this airline to go from here to there. This is the ticket I want, this is the time. You can choose, I will stay here in this hotel. I need an airport pickup, I need this. And you can just pay it one shot. And it'll book everything for you. But the major difference between the GDS and IDS is that websites replace the ticket booking offices and the ticket booking clerks. Tourists and travelers are empowered to search and book the ticket online. Goi bhi bo yatra, make my trip again. So you can choose anything you want to. And you just have to click. And you click on a button, you can book. Today's travel and newest technologies can improve productivity. You know, make way. Enhance information transfer and streamline team performance. Technology can do away with repetitive actions. So, making a decision, but performing the same action over and over, it gets tedious. So, technology can take some repetitive actions, tasks away from people. Effectiveness in terms of information transfer. Effectiveness in terms of communication. So, that it can improve tremendously. Has improved tremendously. Communication is a major thing. It's improved tremendously. I mean, you can just now WhatsApp one person to the other and have a group, and you have video conferencing. You can have a face-to-face conversation using technology. You can have real-time communication without being in the place. And you can record all that information and use it as a training source tomorrow. So you can be anywhere in the globe, but you can communicate with the team. At fraction of the cost, but it used to cost you to call earlier. And then there's these desktop sharing applications. So using the internet, I can access the desktop at my house. I don't need expensive video equipment to record process. I can use my phone. Technology. Resources. Which are available in technology at tremendous. I can train customers, educate customers, train new employees. Communications have improved. It is how you use these communications for the betterment of the organization. That is what it is. Technology helps design. So you can design your own, you can visualize now, you can design your own space, you can design your own website, you can design the way you communicate. You can visualize with the 3D, three-dimensional software layouts, how your room should look, anything. 3D printers will help you print the model also. So you don't need the model makers which you required earlier. Now 3D printer is enough. And then you have analytical software which will predict what is the efficiency of your design. So AI has moved in a big fashion. Now, adoption of technology, new technology, always is, technology is expensive, so there has to be a cost to benefit question in adopting new technology. Now, if I use a window washer, washing machine, I spend 80,000 when I can do it myself in five minutes. So you have to look at all these. You have to look at different things. You have to, weigh whether this is to be done humanly or this is done via technology. Anyway, technology can only be run by humans. So you require a human to run the technology. Asynchronous and synchronous technology, when used in group work, increases collaboration among members. Asynchronous technology, emails, discussion boards, Wikipedia, set up a group work of brainstorming, propose problems are posted on discussion boards, you get answers. You may not want them in a traditional meeting. colleagues have, they can think, and when they think of a solution and answer, they can put it on the discussion board so everybody can view it and think more, and then you can go into deep. Okay, you can use video conferencing. There is no, I mean, the biggest breaking down of barrier is time and space. It does not mean that you have to be in the same space or in the same area to be able to have a group discussion. The cost of using technology. Technology costs, like I said, expensive. Costs money to maintain and use. Groups that use technology for their work generate ideas and solutions more rapidly than that at meet face-to-face in meetings, because you're just thinking and you're writing instead of when you're doing it in a face-to-face meeting, you're talking about other things also. The human nature is such that technology is to the point mostly. So it changes the dynamics of the members of the group. And in a group also, when you're in a group, you will find a dominant male, a couple of members will dominate. Want to be one up. In technology, everybody gets an equal opportunity. It's an equal opportunity platform. So it reduces even a person who's shy, who's not ready to speak up in a group setting, will speak up in a technological setting. Every systems have glitches. Short-lived fault in the system. Every system has problems. Technology crashes. Technology gets hacked. There are circuit bendings which happen. Human beings also crash. So systems have issues. And electronics glitch is an undesired transition that occurs between a signal settles to its intended value. In other words, glitch is an electric pulse of short duration that is usually the result of a fault or design error, particularly in a digital circuit. Technology is the failure of system usually containing a computer device to complete its function or perform them properly. Many affect POS, reservations, and rating systems. New emerging technologies. Augmented reality. Enhanced interactive vision in the real world environment achieved through digital visual elements, sounds, other sensory stimulus, holograms, technology. Then you have virtual reality, computer generated environment with scenes and objects that appear on real, making the user feel they immersed in their surroundings. I mean, there in virtual reality, I mean, augmented reality, mixed reality is a mixture of both these. Unlocking natural and intuitive 3D human computers. Environmental interaction. It combines AR and VR to create experience in blend of real and virtual worlds. Allow visitors to interact with digital objects in the real world. So, this is moving ahead. But, VR and AR and are used now in weddings, live weddings. So what people do now are, there's a wedding going on and there is a VR recording which happens at the wedding, a 3D view, and which is uploaded onto a particular server, which comes out to the VR machine, which the person who's not attending the wedding wants to attend it virtually. You can physically be there, see everything in 3D. At that point of time. So it's a fascinating technology. Then you have the blockchain technology, advanced databases for transparent information sharing, bookings, payments, loyalty programs, identity management, supply chain management, smart contracts. This blockchain technology can help improve a lot, can reduce costs a lot. And increase efficiency a lot. Some ways that AI, cloud computing, and robotics are being used in the hospitality industry. Artificial intelligence. Stimulation of human intelligent process by machines, especially computers. Can be used for automated tasks, check in, check out, personalized recommendation to guests, virtual assistants, chat bots, and there are a lot more can be used. Its usage is just, it's at an infant stage, so it's going to be used a lot. Then to get to lot, Internet of Things, which refers to collective network of connected devices and the technology that facilitates communication between devices in the cloud, as well as between devices themselves. That's being used constantly in every aspect. AI, lot, cloud computing. Cloud computing is the delivery of computer services. It's basically using in servers, storage, databases, networks, software analytics and intelligence over the internet, the cloud. So you buy a CRM or PMS, property management system, which has cloud use. So if you hire a chain of hotels or chain of motels or whatever, you have four or five hotels. Now you can use the cloud system in all of them. So it stores all the information in the cloud and then it disseminates it to different properties. So if a guest checks in one hotel and uses the other hotel, his guest history can be picked up. So it improves efficiency. It's a faster way of communication. It's flexible. It provides economies to scale. It provides analytical data. So it creates efficiency everywhere. You don't need to have a server of your own then. Robotics. Simulate how humans engage with software to perform repetitive rules-based tasks. They're being used in hotels. Even robot vacuum cleaners are there. They're being used to deliver food. So they're being used. But there's a lot of way to go. Combining robotics with AI would be interesting. Automation. Mobile devices and apps are being used in the hospitality business like crazy. I mean, now every hotel chain of its own has its own app for communication. Well, wireless communications these apps will give you special rates, special discounts. You can make my trip and all are working on apps. So mobile devices and apps are very important. Beacons, our monitor machines and touch screens for staff clocking in and out, send push notification with important updates. There are small Bluetooth enabled devices that can be used to provide location based services to guests. Voice activated technology and contactless solutions. VARC, voice activated room control. We can control anything. Lights will come on, switch dark. Lights will go off, switch on TV, it will switch it on, open curtains will open curtains, contactless check-ins and check-outs, you have kiosks to check-in and check-out, contactless dining, you have virtual assistants, self-service kiosks, CRM, customer relationship management. It's a technology for managing all your company's relationships and interactions with customers, potential customers, CRM software. Collect data, track data, contact information, purchase history, everything you need. You can use it for market segmentations, you can use it for everything. It's basically an analytical tool with all the data which is there. It allows you to do data mining, web analytics. You can identify patterns. You can track traffic. How many people have visited your site, how much time in each page they've spent. You can have engagements through CRM, you can send in emails, you can do social media marketing. You can run loyalty programs, for your hotel, rewards, discounts. For all those who stay in your hotel, who stay for a longer period of time, giving you repeat business, giving them more incentives to give you repeat business. So CRMs work in various fashions. You can integrate the CRM with your PMS, property management system, to make it even easier. So it can be used to track customer spending throughout your organization. You can identify, opportunities for cross-selling, you can identify opportunities for upselling. You know, this customer always comes to your restaurant as buy. He has a particular brand, now you can try and upsell to him. You can do that by rewarding him through your loyalty programs, by giving him points, extra points. So you can do a lot of things. You can tell a customer you go to another one of your other hotels, you'll get points there, you'll get free stay, you know, free stay when they join the loyalty program for one night. You can give them discounts, 10%, 20% discount on food, 20% discount on laundry. Then you can have referral programs. You refer someone, we'll give you friends and family discount. We'll give you rewards. So, huge amount of it. Now they get integrated with the PMS, you can get integrated with the website. Customers can go themselves and see what information they have generated. They can register also on that. You can make direct reservations and use the loyalty points to pay. They get integrated with your hotel management system also, the PMS property management system. So that gives you that flexibility, you know, when you have 5 or 6 properties, that information sharing becomes easy. Loyalty program execution becomes easy. Using cloud-based system, it becomes even very, very easier. The CRM becomes a part of that. You can track customer bookings, send out reminders, confirmations. I mean, basically to tell you that technology plays a huge part. It's a huge part and parcel of the entire gambit of hospitality. Today's emerging technology like AI is going to be tomorrow's future of the hospitality industry. In some way or the other, it is going to affect the way the hospitality industry works. So with saying that, I'd like to thank you for your time.